Search economy out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
In the last broadcast of Wasteland Radio, our DJ, Charlie C., was caught up in Lord Gorth's siege of Amarillo. Lord Gorth managed to break the southern wall, and his army flooded into the city. Outnumbered and on the retreat, it appeared that the forces of the Amarillo Defense League were done for. But then a savior appeared out of the east. The one known as the Righteous General Norman Allworthy brought with him a militia strong enough to do battle with Lord Gorth's army and strong enough to win. Victorious, General Allworthy captured Lord Gorth and locked him up in the new Amarillo jail. The people of Amarillo, well, they rejoiced, but little did they know the true reason for the general's arrival. It took him only a few days to seize control of the weakened government of Amarillo, and after declaring himself the ruler of the entire state of Texas, he began to confiscate the radios in town. And then he took the flashlights, and then he took the hover bikes as well. His militia confiscated and destroyed every piece of technology in Amarillo because, as it turned out, the Righteous General Norman Allworthy had been commanded by a higher power to keep humanity in the Stone Age in order to prevent another apocalypse. Or so that's what he said. When the radios were destroyed, he set his sights on the radio station. Charlie C. was arrested, and those who helped maintain Wasteland Radio were exiled. It was many months since the station went dark that the trial was held, a trial against Charlie C. and Wasteland Radio to find out whether they both deserved to be put to death.
Well, be quiet in the courtroom in the presence of the Righteous General Norman Allworthy, judge of these here proceedings. Mr. Charlie C., do you have any final words before I pronounce sentence?
I would like to have some kind of hearing. Can we have witnesses or something?
To what end precisely?
You have to ask me what I plead, and
I know what you're guilty of. They are crimes versus decency itself, son. Have any reason to prolong this before we have the pleasure of affixing a rope to your neck?
I would like a trial, sir, to be honest. Can we do that? You brought us all into the courtroom.
I don't really see the point for the trial, but I suppose I am a benevolent man. Do you have anything you would like to say in your defense?
I'm charged with crimes against decency.
That is correct. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Overruled, and we move on to the sentencing phase here in the presence again of the Right Reverend General Norman.
Can we call witnesses?
I suppose so. You have an actual witness in your defense.
My defense? Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think so. Let's move on to the sentencing phase, please, here. Get that rope
this
ready.
Is ridiculous.
Let's wrap this up. We don't have a lot of time, son. You've done enough damage as it is.
Uh-huh.
What makes you think you have anything to offer in the way of a witness in your behalf?
Listen, I've helped many people. The radio station has helped many people.
The radio station is part of technology which has brought this planet to its knees.
Wait, Spigor. Let me call Spigor.
You are allowed to call a witness.
Spigor, come here. Get up there. Sit up there. Okay, I'm getting, I'm going. Yeah, go on. Get up
Mr.
there.
Mr. Speaker,
yeah, stand up
do
there.
You have anything to say in defense of Mr. C?
In defense of Charlie, I would have to say that he has been a good friend to me, other than the times he's threatened me and kicked me physically off the air with his feet. I would say that I am his friend? Am I not, Charlie? Yes, you're my friend. Yes.
Doesn't sound like the behavior of a friend, and that is an indecent thing. You are charged with crimes against decency, and I think we need to now move forward.
Well, listen, I've put him on the air. I've given him a voice, and he is one of the saddest individuals in this community, and I've put him on the radio, and I've given
him... You gave him that voice. That is pretty sad indeed.
What do you mean?
Spigor's testimony, probably not surprisingly, failed to turn the court in Charlie C's favor. In the end, it was clear that the court had made up its mind.
There will be quiet in the courtroom, please. Any final words before we pass sentence? Let's just get this train rolling.
The radio station is an important part of this town. And I understand that you don't like technology, as you call it, but you can't live in you can't live in
the
dark. You can't live in the dark, and you can't fear progress, sir. And
the light comes from above, from the sun provided by our Lord above. We do not deign to intrude on his domain.
I know everyone is afraid.
Artificial light.
I know that everyone is afraid out there of. In the audience of the mistakes that our elders made, but listen, we've learned, we know better, and the radio station is a force for good. Technology can be a force for good. It's up to us. It has nothing to do with technology. It has to do with us. And I'm a good person, and the Reverend here may be a bad person. Maybe that's why he doesn't want anyone else to use technology, but it's not a bad thing. And that's all I have to say.
Very good. We'll move on to the sentencing now, having pronounced you guilty as all sin.
What?
And I sentenced Charlie C. to be hung by his neck until dead. And as for the radio station, well, it was doomed as well.
I would just like to say that whatever happens to me, even if you decide not to utilize it for the good of mankind, please preserve the radio station in its current form so that perhaps future generations may see the light and may use it again for the good that it has been doing to this for this community.
The radio station will indeed serve the community. It will serve the community dinner tomorrow night as the bonfire upon which we will do our cooking.
What are you talking about?
As the station is rightfully reduced to the rubble it deserves to be, it will be the base upon which we will build a glorious bonfire in celebration of the good Lord himself and cook upon it a feast.
No, this is a travesty. This whole proceeding is a travesty. You are out of order. You are out of order. Everyone is out of freaking order, man.
Not only did they take his station and sentence him to death, but they cut off two of Charlie's fingers as well. One for his sins, and one for the sins of Wasteland Radio. All right, well, Charlie, listen, hold still, buddy. Listen, it's nothing personal, but put your fingers out there. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me, brother. Just get it over with already, please, will you? All right. A one, and a two, and a three. Ah! Lord Gorth was tried as well and quickly sentenced to death, and so now here we both sit on the night before we're to be sent to our deaths, and all I can do is watch my station burn to the ground from the comfort of this stinking prison cell. I can see the fire's glow and hear that crazed general preaching before the flames. And I, Charlie C., I swear that I will kill that damned general. I will kill him dead. If there is any justice left in this hollowed-out shell of a world, I will find a way. So help me, elders. Who are you talking to, Charlie? Lord Gorth is here with me. I'm just talking to myself, Lord Gorth. I'm used to narrating. I guess it's sort of a hard habit to break. You know, at least they left me with this portable broadcasting device, and I have one microphone left. They took everyone's radios away, so I suppose nobody's listening anymore, but, you know, it's comforting, I guess. The station's destroyed. All the equipment is melting, and the records of the elders, all of their ancient music, is gone for good. The doo-wop and the country. Lost forever. Those bastards. Have a seat, Charlie. There's nothing you can do from inside this cell. Oh, okay. I'll take you up on that one. I need to relax. But you know, for a great warlord, you seem too relaxed.
I'm not relaxed, Charlie. I'm seething with rage, as a matter of fact. You are going to have to fight me for the opportunity to crush that so-called general and his lackeys. But you know something, Charlie? I have patience, and I have faith.
Faith? Faith in what? We're going to be led kicking and screaming to the center of town tomorrow morning, and we're going to be hung until we're dead. You can have faith in that.
You're wrong, Charlie. I have faith that as we speak, my most trusted henchmen are outside that far wall right there, rigging up an explosive that will go off and set us free. And then you, me, and my friends out there will ride back to my kingdom, where I will plan for next year's siege of Amarillo.
You're telling me someone is coming to break us out of prison?
No, Charlie. I'm telling you that they are already here to break us out of prison. And if you don't step away from that wall, you will be blowing up along with it. And I don't want that to happen because I have plans for you. Come here. I will lift up this bed and we'll both hide behind it. I think we have about 10 seconds before it blows. One, two...
Wait, are you serious? All right, okay, I'm coming.
Okay, yeah, I'm serious. Now get down. 3, 4, 5. Charlie, look, there's a hole in the wall. Follow me through it, quickly.
Okay, Gorth, yeah, lead the way, man. I'm right behind you.
Okay, Charlie, I'm going to jump down to the ground. You follow right... You follow right behind me. 1, 2, Gorth jump.
Okay, that is a far drop. All right, well, Gorth, get out of the way. Here I come. Here I come.
Holy
ow.
Crap.
Oh, ow.
Are you okay? Yeah, let me help you up. Grab my arm.
Yeah, I think I'm fine. Thanks, man. Thanks. Right. Wait, who are you?
Allow me to introduce to you my most trusted bodyguard. His name is Miggle. I didn't name him. Miggle, this is my new friend, Charlie.
Mr. C, it is a huge honor. I've been a fan of your work for a very long time.
Wow. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, young man. You know, it's just local radio, but I think it's very important. You know, it helps people feel more connected, and especially after the, end of the world and stuff, it's really important to make people feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. Anyway, what was your name, Miggle?
Miggle.
Yeah, well, call me Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you can call us all dead if we don't get out of here immediately. Miggle, did you bring transportation?
Yes, sir. I brought your horse. I didn't know that we would be bringing Mr. C along, but I guess he could ride with me and Jimmy.
You and Jimmy. Who's Jimmy?
My friend. That is the name of my best friend and horse. He's not much to look at. but he's got it where it counts. And the legs, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's a fast horse. I get it. Well, where are the horses?
Hey, they're just around the corner. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Lord Gorth, we will meet you back in Gorthland.
Stay still, horsey. Listen, I will see you two back in freedom. Giddy up, horsey. Giddy up. Yeah.
Mr. C, climb on up. Here, I got your hand.
I've never ridden a horse before.
Whoa. Well, in that case, Mr. C, I've got one piece of advice. Hang on for dear life. Hey-ya!